Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I guess we're trying to find the right balance in our team, and the spin part of that is the same, is no different. We're trying to work out, you know, which spinner we're probably going to play. If it's one, if it's two, if it's using bits and pieces of the you know, different bowlers or the top order. So yeah, it's just about finding the right combination, not only with the spinners but the whole team. I think. No, we're definitely going into the tournament thinking we can win it, that's for sure. I know that our best is very good and good enough to compete with the best in the world. So the expectation going into the tournament will be to win. Compete as hard as we can in the early stages, hopefully get through, and then, you know, into the business end of the tournament to give yourself the best chance to play in the World Cup, T20 World Cup final, I guess, which we did last tournament. So all the things we've just talked about is a big part of, you know, how are we going to get there? And there's lots of work to be done in that short space of time. But as I said, I think we're heading definitely in the right direction. The more this team plays together, the better we'll become. We've got a good opportunity to do that in the next, you know, as I said, three games before the tournament starts. Yeah, there's no doubt. I think T20 form, people can get caught up in, you know, missing out a couple of times. But it's just the way the game happens, I think. You can get on a roll, no doubt, but The format demands you to take lots of risks. Sometimes when you first walk to the crease, and it's definitely by no means an excuse, but you can, there's no doubt, you can miss out a couple of times in a row. So one of the things that, you know, the coaching staff has spoken us to about is, you know, really sticking to probably a top six order and really backing us and making sure that, you know, eventually they know that we'll get the job done. So I'm pretty confident that's the case. Yeah, no doubt. And as I mentioned earlier, the conditions and the players that we're playing against at the moment are very good, and the conditions are very tough. So it's great prep going in. I think it gives us a real good feeling of what we're going to be up against when we get to Sri Lanka. So yeah, I think it puts us in a good position. But it's up to the players now to go out and perform and take some momentum, you know, going into a big tournament. But obviously bowled the one over in the first game. But look, I'm available to bowl if the captain needs me. But yeah, I'm looking to bowl, so I just want to play a part in the team as best I can, whether that's batting, bowling, fielding. So I want to give, you know, as many options to the captain as possible. So yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to having a bowl. Hopefully I can bowl a few overs in the tournament as well. I guess I'm trying to concentrate on playing well in the tournament alone, but it's hard not to think about, you know, if you were to put some good performances on the board in this format, it could help going forward. But look, I'm not sure if it does. You have to check with the selectors what sort of currency, you know, shorter format form holds going into one-day cricket, obviously. So, I'm keen to play well. I'm keen to cement my spot in this team again. And then once this is finished, back with Victoria, back in domestic cricket, really make sure I play well and put some runs on the board and give myself every chance to get back into the other forms as well. Yeah, we haven't. Obviously, we know where we're ranked. But as I said, you lose a game and you can move down to two or three spots. So, and we haven't been winning enough games, so that's why we're down there. I think more importantly, things can change around quickly. If we get a couple of wins under the belt and we start winning in that tournament, we can easily shoot back up. And if we win it, there's no arguments to say that we're not number one in the world. Obviously, the one-day team did a great job to win the series. This team's been a little disappointing, but we had a great preparation before we come here. I guess that's one of the things that you know, the Australian cricket team tries to do as much as they can, is be prepared as well as they can before they come to challenging conditions like this. So we spent some time in the northern part of Australia and tried to make the conditions as similar as what we would get here, and they were pretty similar, to be honest. So obviously the only difference is the quality of you know, spin bowling, I guess you could say, that we were facing. So but in terms of preparation, giving the players every chance to be prepared for these conditions, I feel as though that was the case, and we were prepared. My understanding is that the Deccan Chargers will still remain in the IPL, but just under new ownership. So hopefully I'm still with the Deccan Chargers in the IPL in 2013. But of course,
that'll be up to the new franchise owners.
Is my understanding. I'm not sure if that's right, though.